This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 14th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and pleasant evening across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys mild temperatures, while Jerusalem remains comfortable. A perfect night for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel and Lebanon are set to hold peace talks in Washington, even as Hezbollah's leader threatens to kidnap soldiers. That's according to YNET from earlier today. Also, Israel's ambassador to the U.S., Michael Leiter, will meet his Lebanese counterpart in the first face-to-face discussions. This is reported by Israel Hayom from earlier this hour. Also this hour, the IDF has taken control of Bint Jebel, expanding ground operations in southern Lebanon. I-24 News reported from earlier today. Separately, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance stated that negotiations with Iran have stalled. This was reported by Walla just minutes ago. And finally, Israelis are maintaining war readiness as U.S.-Iran talks fail, with former President Trump imposing a blockade. That's according to JTA from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. The Foundation for Defense of Democracies noted just minutes ago that Turkey is expanding its influence from Gaza to Africa through military bases and proxies. Lebanese TV host Walid Aboud, in a post from earlier, urged Hezbollah to leave Lebanon, claiming Iran would welcome them. From Al Arabiya English, earlier today, former Deputy Prime Minister of Lebanon Ghassan Hasbani explained potential consequences if Israel-Lebanon talks fail. Let's go deeper. Starting with Israel and Lebanon's peace talks, YNET reports that despite ongoing tensions, officials from both nations will meet in Washington. This meeting aims to ease border tensions as military activities continue. The outcome could significantly impact regional stability. Turning to the IDF's recent actions in Bint Jail, I-24 News details the Israeli military's strategic move to encircle and target Hezbollah strongholds. This operation underscores Israel's commitment to neutralizing threats. Civilians in the region remain at high risk. Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance discussed the stalled Iran talks. Walla reports that despite some progress, no agreement was reached. This deadlock raises concerns over future diplomatic efforts and regional security. On the economic front, first, the myth of cheap imports is collapsing as geopolitical tensions highlight the need for domestic production. Israel Hayom Business reports this shift emphasizes national security amid global crises. Separately, CTEC reveals that during the war, Israel saw a 30% surge in internet usage, while Iran cut off access. This highlights the growing cyber threat landscape, with millions of phishing attempts daily. And finally, Globes reports that Israel's reopening amid northern uncertainty could boost the Tassi and strengthen the shekel. With Ben-Gurion Airport resuming full operations, investor optimism is set to rise. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.